You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Here we are, November the 23rd, 2022, the day before Thanksgiving. Maybe some of you have the day off already, or you start tomorrow. I wish you and your family a most blessed and happy Thanksgiving. And hopefully you can enjoy it as much, if not better, than you have in recent times because of COVID. And I feel for those who lost loved ones during that period of time, and Thanksgivings are always going to be difficult, as well as any other holiday. We do appreciate you listening and watching. Remember, we are on rumble.com. You go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. That'll take you right to our page. And in fact, I'm looking right now, and I can't seem to get the latest numbers up on this one right now, but obviously the live button is there, and you can join us now or watch it later at your pleasure. So we had another shooting, and of course, anytime there's a shooting, there's a call for more gun control without even knowing the facts. And that is, see, there is where the biggest shame should be. Let me correct that. The biggest shame, obviously, and the hurt, the pain, is a loss of life. But even before the victims are even taken to the morgue and before they're laid to rest, here come the leftists yelling for more gun control when they don't know any facts about the case. Most recent example, President Joe Biden, again, after a Walmart employee killed six people in Chesapeake, Virginia, he's saying, I want more and greater action on gun control. Of course, by gun control, he's certainly also talking about assault rifles. The shooter was using a pistol. Anybody that's going to take a weapon, be it a gun, a knife, a car, and use it to harm or kill someone is wrong. But are you going to stop everybody from driving a car because this idiot went down this street the other day in California, crashing into numerous police cadets? And it turned out that the Walmart manager was the one who was doing it, and he ended up shooting six plus taking his own life. He was a team leader. Police still not identifying an impossible motive at this time. It's a mystery to them. No mystery of what's happening at our border. More and more illegals continue to come across. Del Rio Sector Border Patrol agents say they apprehended more than 10,000 migrants during the past week. That's how many they got detained. Another estimated 6,000 got away. We don't know who they were, where they were going, or what they were carrying, drug and or disease-wise, or their intentions once they got here. That's what we have with this open border under this administration. In the meantime, the vote counting and battle continues in the state of Arizona. One GOP candidate for the attorney general is suing over the election results. He claims that the local and state officials mismanaged the November 8 election. He's an Arizona Republican locked in a tight race to become the next attorney general. They're going to supposedly certify it next week. He's only 510 votes behind the Democrat candidate. So they say we need a full recount and a real look at it. And a second Republican-controlled Arizona county delaying certifying results of this month's election because of voting issues in Maricopa County, where, again, there were losses that were totally unexplained when it came to the numbers for Kerry Lake. Can I tell you that was fraud? I can't say that factually. But do you see a pattern here? Dr. Fake is officially off the stage, making his departure statement, of course, yesterday about the time we're going off the air. But he did not leave without sounding the alarm again. The real danger, if you're not vaccinated this winter, you're very likely to come down with COVID. Two economists did report in the Wall Street Journal report. I don't know if you saw this. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act, the one I've renamed the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act, they say it's going to cut payments for prescription drugs on seniors. That's supposedly what it's going to do. But what they're saying, it's really cutting Medicare benefits. Ah, kind of slipped that one past you, did he? And you thought they were going to do everything just for you to make things better? Coming up, more on shootings and blame.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I had me a girl, taught me those things a young man should know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Even though the motive is not yet clear in this attack, the president wrote in this statement, he wanted to say that they know the LGBTQI community has been subjected to horrific hate violence in recent years. Gun violence continues to have a devastating and particular impact on LGBTQI plus communities across our nation, and threats of violence are increasing. The president also said, yet another community in America has been torn apart by gun violence, more families left with an empty chair at the table and a hole in their lives that simply cannot be filled. When will we decide we've had enough?
Well, I think it will start when you begin to acknowledge where some of the frustration, anger, and whatever might motivate someone to carry out such an act is, and I don't know how you'd begin to do that. You think taking away the guns is the answer. That's not the answer. In fact, the man charged with the shooting in Colorado, according to a neighbor, I don't know if it's been independently verified, but said, you don't need to worry about the guns. You need to be worrying about the people who have the guns. That's the point. That was a part of an MSNBC report about a statement from President Biden referenced the Colorado shooting at the nightclub. Obviously, it was horrific and tragic. And thank God, as we pointed out yesterday, a former Army major was there at the club having fun with some of his friends and his family and wife. It wasn't all gays inside. If that's what your impression, it wasn't. There was a mixture. Some were there, and I assume by having his children, we're talking about older. We're talking about certainly into the 20s or older, not 3- and 4-year-olds. And maybe there for the entertainment or just fun. And if he had not been there and grabbed the guy when he did, who knows how many more would have been shot. think at last count he's officially charged with 5 dead, and another one might be near death, the last I saw. We should all pray for those who lost lives and their family and relatives, whether or not they're gay. It's a life, and you should feel a loss for them best you can, not even knowing them. But if you noted when that NBC reporter started her statement, Quentin, can we begin just that first portion of her statement? Her first few words set a tone, and the reason, and I've been 50 plus years in this business, I know exactly why those words are there, is so they can say, oh, but we did say, listen.
Even though the motive is not yet clear in this attack, the president wrote in this statement.
Even though the motive is not clear. So see, we said it wasn't clear, but we're going to tell you it's a hate crime. And we're going to use quotes from the president to suggest it's a hate crime. What were her first words? Even though the motive is not clear, but we're not going to let the facts interfere with the story. That's where we have a real issue. And the same thing happened with a question that got raised to a Colorado state representative, Leslie Herod. She appeared on Stephanie Rule's show. I assume that's her name. I don't know a woman. But her point was to, in the questioning that was presented to her on this program, is again to expand the narrative. Because if you can't expand the narrative, you have a losing cause. So let's begin with obviously, based upon something like what the president said and all the attacks upon LGBTQ community, and they're supposedly up 20% at the last check numbers we have. But how do you explain all this hate?
Where does the hate come from? We obviously do not yet know the motivation of this shooter. But if people don't support a community, why not just not participate in it? Why, where does this anger, where does the violence stem from?
Now, that's a question from the Stephanie Rule, and she did the same thing. Even though we don't know the motive, it's got to be a hate issue. Can't be a jealousy. Can't be I'm ticked off at the boss. Can't be that I'm tired, I can't keep up my payments, or that I just have other issues. You never know when you bump into someone what's kind of stuff they're carrying in their head or on their back. I do remember my grandfather always saying that if you carry nothing but sweet milk on your shoulder in a pail and somebody bumps into you, all you do is spill some milk. But if you're carrying a bucket full of BS from the bull farm, that's what you'll spill. Now, I think that's probably true as well. But again, this question was immediately set up, even though we don't know, but it's got to be hate. And why could, if they hate them, why do they even go there? So she's got a willing softball question she put into play. So the guest, Colorado State Representative Leslie Herod, can blow it out of the ballpark.
Where does the hate come from? We obviously do not yet know the motivation of this shooter. But if people don't support a community, why not just not participate in it? Why, where does this anger, where does the violence stem from?
Well, a lot of the violence and the anger does come from the elected leaders that choose to target LGBTQ people, especially transgender youth, in their rhetoric, in the bills and legislation that they choose to pass. It is extremely, extremely problematic, and quite frankly, it's dangerous. In the General Assembly, we saw an uptick in the number of anti-LGBTQ legislation being introduced. Now, though it has been stopped by progressives in the General Assembly, we know that that rhetoric does seep into the hearts and minds of so many. So this rhetoric and what we see on social media, in the press, all of that does add up to creating an atmosphere of not only hate, but of dehumanizing people and making it seem okay, that their lives and their lives that don't matter, right? And make it seem like it's okay for them to be murdered.
Now, I want you, before we continue, among these victims, I don't know what race mix there might have been, nor gender, nor whatever they might call themselves, because they might not be just one particular gender. But if you're going to look at crime and you're looking at the basis of, if you're going to say, I'm really concerned about the crime and the assault on transsexual LGBT community, I would be concerned too, but you're ignoring the bigger issue of how many black Americans are killed on a continuous basis for one reason, sometimes inside their own community, sometimes by other. But I'm looking at some of the latest numbers here in front of me that we reported on you yesterday, the race, ethnicity, and ancestry race being part of that, 62%. 62%. Religion, 13%. Sexual orientation, 20%. So what we have here is, again, the president trying to hook into the LGBTQ community that you are that special that we're going to make you different than any other person, be they black, Jewish, Christian, whatever color or whatever they might be, that suddenly this is an assault upon our community. A majority of the community in this survey seems to be 62% racial, ethnicity, or ancestry. Has nothing to do with sexual orientation. Did I hear them complain about that? No, because that's not the selling point. So once again, back to pick up with Stephanie Brule's show as she's with their guest, Congresswoman from Colorado, Leslie Howard, a state representative, not a congressman, state representative Leslie Howard, and again, as to what the problem really is.
All of that does add up to creating an atmosphere of not only hate, but of dehumanizing people and making it seem okay, that their lives and their lives that don't matter, right? And make it seem like it's okay for them to be murdered.
Then what do you do about that, right? The far right is dehumanizing, right? It is demoralizing the LGBTQ community and truthfully, any other community that is not white, heterosexual, and straight. It's happening all across the country. Given that, where do we go from here? What do you do in your position?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's as simple as a piece of legislation. You know, we have passed progressive legislation throughout Colorado. In fact, a lot of folks find Colorado to be a safe haven, a sanctuary state for folks who are seeking refuge because of their transgender status, definitely embracing of immigrants as well.
Yeah, and you watch how fast your crime rate's going to go up as you allow more illegals in your country and your state. I just told you yesterday about a net of 120-plus convicted sex offenders here in the country illegally. And every state or city that makes itself a, quote, sanctuary state or city suddenly has a big crime rate, and they're thinking, well, why? You're not that stupid, are you? You know why. You invited them in. And then you have your no bail law, and you have everything else you can to turn them loose if they are arrested. But in the midst of all of this, does something begin to flash back in your mind about, we don't really have a motive, but we're going to say it's a racial hate crime because it took place in a gay nightclub. It had to be that reason. And it may well be, but police still are not saying. They don't know. But what I flash back to is Jussie Smollett with his curtain cord around his neck like it was a rope he's going to be hung with, still around his neck when police arrive at his hotel, claiming he was attacked by a couple of guys saying, this is MAGA country, you need to get out of here. And then it was later proven he knew the guys, he had paid them to do this, and they acknowledge in court exactly that. But no one wanted to hear the other side of the story or even ask if there's another side. Just accept it. Here's a black gay man who claimed that he was attacked and they were going to hang him because it was MAGA country and they're against the blacks and they're against they're against homosexuals. You'd be surprised how many homosexuals I know that are Republican, seriously. But let's go again with the narrative that they're trying to push. because I'm going to give them free rein for it. Let them hang themselves with it. CNN, again, about how the shooter, it had to be a hate crime.
So attorneys for the accused shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, say in new court filings tonight that the suspect now identifies as non-binary. In a footnote to a motion asserting legal privileges, the public defenders say, quote, Anderson Aldrich is non-binary. They use they-them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings, will be addressed as Mix Aldrich. So, in other words, not Mr. or Ms. Joining me now, CNN political commentator Errol Lewis, also back with me, Al Franken and Joe Walsh. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's not anything that we had heard from his background. You know, people have been looking into his background, and I don't know if anybody here, are you guys lawyers?
No.
I mean, you know, I don't know if, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's what he's now saying.
It sounds like they're trying to prepare a defense against a hate crimes charge. That's the least of his problems, legally speaking, but it looks like they're trying to build some kind of sympathy or at least confusion on the question of whether or not this was purely motivated by hate.
And they may well be, but what strikes me is she says, I don't know. I don't know how to respond. That's the first we've heard of that. Because you have not been open to possibilities. You already predetermined. You predetermined it was a hate crime. Well, then now he's non-binary. That's not going to work. Your narrative just blew apart. And we're going to play back in the next segment a statement that we heard yesterday from the CEO of GLAAD, Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, when she says Ron DeSantis has blood on his hands. And yet at the same time, I'll tell you who, when he was asked, former Secretary of State Pompeo, who's the most dangerous person in the world, he said Randy Weingarten. Not even a close call. I'll explain when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So I think that DeSantis, Boebert, they have blood on their hands on this. They have to stop spreading lies. These are lies that they're spreading, and they're causing pain and death and murder against our community, in addition to insufficient gun safety in this country. Couple that all together and you have what happened on Saturday night. So you can see whether or not the motive on Saturday night turns out to be hate, which it looks like it's pointing that way. It's still an environment and a culture that we're living in and that politicians are leading. They're leading this hate. So we need them to stop.
We need them to stop. And she came so close to saying, well, we don't really know whether or not the motive turns out to be hate, but we don't really care. We're just going to rush forward and say it's got to be hate. It's the environment, the culture we're living in, and politicians are leading. And then there you have Sarah Kate Ellis, the CEO of GLAAD, Gay Lesbian Americans Alliance, I should say, Against Defamation, calling DeSantis and Boebert, saying the Colorado representative, that they have blood on their hands because the shooting took place in their state and that they are Republicans. Then you've got, as I mentioned going into the break, someone else calling DeSantis out. Actually, I was referring to Secretary of State Pompeo, former Secretary of State, was doing an interview asking, he was asked, who is the most dangerous person in the world? He didn't say DeSantis. He said Randy Weingarten. You know, he said it's not even a close call. He said if you ask who's the most likely to take this republic down, it would be the teachers' unions and the filth they're teaching our kids. He went on to say some other things. I'll come back to that later. But Randy Weingarten came rushing in. What's happening in terms of teachers is this fear campaign calling us groomers like DeSantis did. Give me a break. If you're teaching kids transsexualism and you're talking about sex activities, and bringing gay, lesbian, drag queens in to third, fourth, and fifth graders, yeah, you are grooming them. And she said, well, that's hate talk. Well, I think what you're doing to the kids is hateful. No, they're immoral. But no, I'm not going to go out and get a gun and go shoot up teachers or anything else like that. But what gets me again, the narrative, is you heard from this leader, the GLAD CEO, Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. I'll quote her. Whether or not the motive turns out to be hate, stop the sentence, next part, we don't really care, but we're going to say it anyway over and over again. Sonny Holston appearing on The View. I didn't have time to use this bite yesterday. Went to the trouble of getting it, and then we didn't use it, and I apologize to Quentin because he put a lot of work in on getting it. She's the ABC legal analyst, Sonny Holston, on The View, which I never watch, but here she is saying, you know what is also part of the problem? All you self-righteous people.
I think we're living in a time where people have taken a self-righteous flag in the way they live, and they have banged it over people's head. It, as someone who was raised in the church, it breaks my heart that people weaponize religion in the way that they're doing. Because self-righteousness, which might seem kind of evasive when you look at it, is the division of people. It is looking at someone else and focusing on their differences and you being better than them.
I think she just took religion and weaponized it, the very thing she complained about. And in fact, at one point, she suggested Jesus would lead a gay pride parade. Now, I don't know that. I don't know what Jesus would do, but I guess she's more in touch with him than I am, I guess. I do know what he did when he found the money changers in his temple. He overturned the tables and chased them out. That was just for doing that. But once again, Sonny Holston talking about what she thinks would be happening if you get rid of being all this self-righteous.
Because self-righteousness, which might seem kind of evasive when you look at it, is the division of people. It is looking at someone else and focusing on their differences and you being better than them. There are a gazillion quotes in the Bible about how wrong that is. I was raised to love thy neighbor, and we are not the judge. There is a power that has that power. There is a place for that. But we are here to be inclusive.
Everyone applauding and saying we're the power and God's the judge, they just defeated that argument, didn't they? Coming up, Tristan Justice about this Colorado suspect. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My next guest we've had on numerous times before. He's a correspondent for The Federalist, also for The Washington Examiner, Daily Signal. Tristan Justice, thank you for sharing this day with us. I know you got a lot on your plate, but I appreciate you sharing it with us.
Well, I hope there will be on a lot of my plate tomorrow afternoon.
More, yeah. Who's paying for it? That's a question, right? So I'm looking at a piece that you just wrote called, that reference, the title is Suspect in the Colorado Springs Shooting Claims to Be Non-Binary, Uses They, Them Pronouns. Now, before we get into your title, in previous discussions through this hour and the previous hour, we were pointing out that every one of these correspondents are doing any kind of reporting on it, say, we don't know the motive yet, but it has to be hate. It took place at a gay nightclub. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, the news that came out last night and this morning that the suspect in the shooting uses they, them pronouns really makes it sound like the right-wing Christian nationalists that the MSNBC talking heads were talking about for 3 days straight. No, I mean, there's this knee-jerk reaction by everyone in the liberal media and legacy media to amplify every type of mass shooting as provoked by some type of racist white supremacy coming from the right, when we learn time and time again that it happens to be some mentally deranged and oftentimes left-wing nut job who comes out of the woodworks and shoots a bunch of people up. And so this last weekend, of course, is becoming no different than what we've seen time and time again, from Buffalo to the attack in Pelosi's house, this guy from Portland. So we have here is you have a guy who shot up a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs Saturday night, left 5 dead, at least 25 injured. And for 3 days, legacy media amplified this narrative that it was a racist right-wing nut job when it happened. In fact, become a non-binary they-them individual. And I don't know about you, but I don't know anyone who's non-binary and identifies as conservative.
Explain what non-binary is, because there's a lot of confusion right there for a lot of people. I mean, if I look at one definition as being you identify as you're not 100% male, not 100% female. I mean, it's kind of like, would it be, to put it in a more simpler, maybe, understanding, is a you have different ethnicities?
Well, I think a lot of non-binary people are respectfully confused about what non-binary is. To be honest, I think there's a lot of confusion going around. Non-binary, to my understanding of it, is that it's someone who doesn't identify as either a man or a woman, and so they try to use gender-neutral pronouns, they, them. And so now, is this person actually non-binary, identifies as they, them? I don't think the identity itself is legitimate in the first place, but they could also be trolling. They might not actually think they're non-binary, and they could be, who knows, they could be trolling the LGBT people. But, I mean, who's to say at the end of the day whether they're non-binary or not? This person is a mentally ill person.
That point was raised as one CNN or MSNBC commentator said, oh, my God, this is we hadn't heard anything at all about this before. And all of a sudden, I mean, and one of their expert panelists said, well, it's probably just a ploy to immediately say it couldn't have been a hate crime because I'm non-binary. In other words, you get out from another hate crime as if that's going to make the murder charge a little lighter.
Which I'm not going to say is actually inconceivable, but what is hands down true is that this individual is clearly mentally ill to go shoot up a nightclub of any kind, and this person and this person alone is responsible for their own individual actions. But yet there's this knee-jerk reaction all the time when these shootings happen to scapegoat some group and identify.
And this one is because the attack took place at supposedly a gay nightclub. And yet there were a mixture of families apparently in there, and some with their kids who are old enough to be in there drinking. So they're not third and fourth graders. So just because it happened to be there, if it had done it half down the street at a local, I'll just throw one name out, a 7-Eleven or a Quick Trip or something. He must be a Quick Trip gay hater or something. What? They've already formed the narrative. They formed the narrative before they got facts, and they don't give a damn about the facts.
Right, and the narrative often goes, when the narrative crumbles, the story goes away, right?
Yeah.
So when it does happen to be someone that the left is uniformly trying to write off as evil, they will amplify the story for weeks on end, and then we're locked in this gun control battle once again for weeks and sometimes months on end. But when it happens to be when the suspect and you're usually often found guilty, but when the person who does the shooting is someone who's a minority, or they're motivated by left-wing ideology, or they're in this case, some type of transgender, of course, the story goes away entirely. And so I think we'll hear nothing about this story by next week after the holiday.
Yeah. All right. Now, you also did quote that the New York Times had reported the claim to be non-binary and wanted other people to refer to him by they and them. And then, of course, the attorneys have referred to their client as MX Anderson and Aldrich and so forth. But you also point out the Heritage Foundation study that says that a lot of this we're told that the transgender treatment for people that are that confused would alleviate this kind of stress, mental stress, and even suicidal and or homicidal tendencies. But that's not right.
Right. So there's this, right. So there's this constant fear mongering from the left that if we don't validate people's gender identities to be something different from what they've been born with, then they're oftentimes at way higher risk of suicide. But the data on that actually shows the opposite. There is a groundbreaking study from the Heritage Foundation that came out several weeks ago showing that actually easing access to transgender medicine, especially for minors, actually raises the risk of suicide. So contrary to all the narrative tales from liberals claiming that you're going to make people kill themselves by refusing to validate different gender identities, what you're actually doing is giving children access to these medicines and treatment and sex change treatments that do irreparable damage to their bodies and leave them mutilated for life, and they become lifelong medical patients. So it's becoming a
Let me drill down on that, because the guy obviously has been mentally deranged to some extent. But if these blockers and the surgeries supposedly actually increase the risk of suicide, we know there are numerous cases that folks kill numerous people and then take their own life, or they kill all members of their family and then their own life, or they go out to suicide by cop. I mean, so you're not finding necessarily that treating them and giving them all these puberty blockers alleviates it, might increase the stress. You quote from Tucker Carlson saying there's no scientific justification for sexually mutilating kids. Is pointing that out an attack on gay people? Of course not. It is not an attack on gay people. It has nothing to do with gay people.
Right, and for your listeners, I happen to be gay myself, and I don't think it should be controversial to say that mutilating children is something that is horrific and should not happen in this country, especially when we have data on this showing that giving premature children these access to sex changes that make them lifelong medical patients is something that actually raises the risk of suicide. I think we have a duty to protect the next generation. And, you know, if people want to decide to try to change their sex later on in life, they can do as they please. It's a free country. But these children are too young to be knowing what they're doing to their bodies. And consequences are catastrophic.
May I pursue something? You brought it up. You opened the door. And I think it's important for the audience to hear, because I've told them numerous times, I have a lot of gay friends who are strong conservatives. Is that where you would classify yourself?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, after the shooting happened, it was bizarre to have people that I, knew now in Denver start actually blaming me for the shooting.
Blaming you for it.
Blaming me for the shooting just because I happened to write for the Federalist. And of course, last night it comes out that this shooter identifies as non-binary. So it's not necessarily the right-wing nationalist that the left is, the boogeyman that the left is trying to make them out to be.
I appreciate you sharing that. I obviously figured you had friends around that knew you, so you just told our audience, and I appreciate you sharing it because it reinforces the fact that it doesn't drive you one way or the other. And I always enjoy your articles.
Right.
I think you're an insightful writer, and I appreciate you taking time, sir. I really do.
Well, thank you for having me.
We'll do it again. Tristan Justice with The Federalist, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. We mentioned Tucker Carlson in that interview because he did quote from him, and Tucker Carlson on the last couple of nights have been talking about pedophilia and how it is basically becoming a mainstream acceptance. When do you put a stop to this? You're talking about, if you want to have a gay life and you're an adult, that's one thing. But when you continue to push it on to kids, or then when you sexually abuse kids and say it's an acceptable form of new lifestyle. Oh, no, it's not. Stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Based on the evidence that there is a tolerance for pedophilia among some, among the most powerful in our society, a tolerance that you would not find in, say, your average middle-class American family. Some of the rich really are different that way. That's clearly true. And in case you need more evidence of that, consider Balenciaga. Balenciaga is what they call a luxury brand. Balenciaga is a company that sells $1,100 sneakers and cotton sweatshirts for $1,500 to people who've literally run out of things to buy. You're probably not doing your back-to-school shopping at Balenciaga, but some people apparently are. So this week, Balenciaga rolled out a new ad campaign on Instagram, and the selling point of the ads was sex with children.
Sex with children. Being presented as a mainstream idea and offering images and so forth to go with it. I'll let Tucker Carlson complete that thought in a moment. I'd mentioned earlier that the former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked, who do you think is the most dangerous person in the world? Well, if you listen to the leader of GLAAD, the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, be Ron DeSantis, because he's responsible and has blood on his hands for the shooting at the gay nightclub in Colorado. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the most dangerous person in the world is Randy Weingarten. He says, not even a close call. It'd be the teachers' union and the filth they're teaching our kids. They're going to take our republic down. Her reaction is, what is happening in terms of teachers is this fear campaign calling us groomers like DeSantis did. Give me a break. And then we're saying, so we're so important, we're trying to convince kids to change their sexes. Again, another smear. If you're allowing it to be taught, you're teaching teachers to teach it and to let them go into class and identify themselves by their own pronoun and not even letting their parents know, yes, you are helping groom them and prepare them, period. But she goes on to say, all this is doing is making it harder for us to lift kids up, create empathy. You may not be helping those kids doing that. And she adds, it's scaring the bejesus out of people because, you know, when people go after me, they feel these people are coming at me because I might be grooming their kids. You are. That's exactly what you're doing. She goes on to say they, the opposition, spent $50 million against trans kids in this last election. They did not spend $50 million against trans kids. They spent $50 million, if the number is right, to stop kids from being sexually mutilated, castrated, breast chopped off, given puberty blockers to save kids. And then you get this example from Tucker Carlson on this Balenciaga and its explicit offerings of for the very wealthy rich looking for something special. This is now, quote, mainstream.
One photograph showed a very young girl lying face down on a couch with candles, empty wine glasses, and a dog collar on a coffee table in front of her. Another picture showed the same girl, a toddler, holding a teddy bear dressed in sexual bondage gear, including a leather harness. And then, in case you missed the point, we're for pedophilia at Balenciaga. Another picture made it explicit. Here you have a major international retail brand promoting kiddie porn and sex with children. And not promoting it subtly, but right out in the open. No healthy society can tolerate that, and in fact, none ever have tolerated it. There's never been a time in American history where pedophilia was considered anything other than the worst thing, the most horrifying crime imaginable. Pedophiles famously get killed in prison because even murderers consider them immoral. That's how out of bounds it is and has always been to sexualize children. It's totally unacceptable. But apparently, it's not unacceptable anymore. Academics have redefined child molesters as minor attracted persons. And the point, of course, is to send the message that actually it's not that big a deal. It's just a different kind of love.
Yeah. No, it's totally out of bounds. And we told you before how they're redefining it as, well, they are just, it's a new kind of love. No. It's a new form of rape and acceptance. Now, in the previous interview, we had on Tristan Justice for the Federalist, who openly admitted on the air, I did encourage him, he made his own admission that he's gay, but admitted that, you know, he writes for the Federalist. He's a conservative. But he's talking about, between Randy Weingarten's remarks a moment ago, that they're spending all this money to paint us as groomers, which in fact that's what they're doing if they're allowing that. This magazine Tucker referring to, that's trying to groom people to accept it, adults to accept it, and then children to accept it. And Tristan written in his column in the closing, he said, for all these that have been trying to blame the Colorado shooting on a gay anger when they don't really have the facts, he said, it's their historical, they need to have a come to Jesus moment over their historical coverage of merely fomented outrage, fear, and division by blaming their political opponents. Now that we actually have facts, their narrative is falling apart. And the narrative of this magazine that pedophilia is going to be okay, that's going to fall apart. I'll add this. The National Hockey League jumped to Twitter to celebrate supporting the first transgender and non-binary tournament in Middleton, Wisconsin. That's the NHL. All right, let me take a moment to wish you and your family a most happy and blessed Thanksgiving. We will not be here live tomorrow, but we will be back Friday, and I'll have a lot of material for you. I've already mentioned Thomas Sowell. I'll be quoting some of him. You don't want to miss that. Thank you for joining us. Let everyone know we're here, please. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.